Attention, bobsled riders! You will soon be embarking on a thrilling podcast down the icy slopes of the Matterhorn. So please remain seated, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the bobsled at all times. Auf Wiedersehen! Hello, welcome, yodelers. I am your host today, Peter, with my co-host,
Jackie,
and
Japheth.
And today we're going to have a fun discussion.
Because we're winging it.
Because we're totally winging this. We did not prepare this one too much because I think this is going to be more fun off the cuff.
Kind of story time.
Yeah, kind of story time. So for those who may not be aware, we're all former cast members. All worked at the Walt Disney World Resort doing various different things. Both me and Japheth both worked attractions. And Jackie here, she used to work in the hotels at some of the resorts there. And today we're going to talk about some, I think we discussed, we talked about some bad interactions we've had.
Guests behaving badly.
Yeah, yes. Things like that. Just some fun stories, and you'll get some, you'll get an idea of what cast members tolerate and what they don't tolerate. And you might be a little bit wiser the next time you go to a Disney theme park. Because I think most of our stories can apply to either coast.
Yeah. You know, you'd be like, oh, I don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. And that's what we're telling you, who that guy is, and don't be.
It's the, I don't want to be a Karen, but I'm going to be a Karen moment.
Yeah. Before there was a Karen, yes, plenty of those kind of stories. So where are we going to start? We're going to start off with the hotels?
Yeah, let's start with the start of your stay. So what are some of the do's, don'ts, maybe some interesting interactions you've had with some guests?
Yeah, of course, you know, being bell service, there's a lot of luggage complaint because they don't have their luggage right away, or if their luggage got damaged or lost in the airport.
Wait, that luggage gets damaged and lost?
No way.
And Disney didn't fix this?
Yeah. Well, Disney will actually repair luggage if it is their fault.
Good luck proving that. Did you see any cases like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Wow. Boy, I guess I'm coming off of like the legal podcast where I'm just like, they won't give you anything.
Well, you know, the especially if it's a Disney bag.
Oh, okay.
Like those hard shells, and then they break. They can they'll replace it.
That's good.
So there's some positive sides of Disney, right?
Yeah.
Give us the tea.
What's the tea? Yeah. So definitely, there's been those cases where guests will take those yellow tags that you put on your luggage, right, and leave it on their front door porch and not bring it with them to the airport. So don't be that guest.
So they're assuming that Disney's going to pick it up at their house and bring it to Disney World and
deliver it to the room.
And so they get to Disney World and there's no luggage. And it's where?
At their house, at the front door.
Oh, man.
That's rough.
How embarrassing would that be? Is you get to the park and you're like, where's my luggage? And you're like, well, did you bring it to the airport?
And it was a common thing in bell service. People would be like, where's my luggage? And you would commonly ask, where was the last place you saw your luggage?
That's a good test right there.
And so people would be like, oh, I saw it at the airport. And you're like, okay, where at the airport did you leave it? Did you leave it with?
Did you check it?
Did you check it in? It was a carry-on. Did you have it with you on the bus? So, you know, with bell service, you'll hear that a lot. Where was the last place you saw your luggage?
So be mindful when you're traveling through by plane, and you're going to have to answer that if your luggage is not there.
Pretty much. Yep. So, like, what's the advice you would give guests when they're going to stay at a Disney resort, and they're gonna take the Magical Express.
Right.
What's your suggestion?
Just bring your luggage on the Magical Express, honestly.
So pick it up off the carousel.
Pick it up at the carousel. Don't put your yellow tags on it. because it won't make it on the carousel if you're going to take it with you on the Magical Express.
So you put the yellow tags if you want them to pick it up, but if you're going to pick it up yourself and put it on the bus,
don't put the yellow tags on.
Then don't put the yellow tag on. That's good advice.
Yeah.
It gives you an option, whether you're like, no, I'll just take it with me, and then I know it's going to be with me when I get off the bus.
What's the worst interaction in relation to that? Because that sounds like a very common issue that people would have, like, when it comes to
would all the time forget putting their yellow tags on the luggage, and the airport luggage people were good about determining if it was going to Disney or not. Like, if it has Disney tags on it, there's no yellow tag, and no one picked it up, they just sent it to Disney.
And then Disney figures it
out. Disney figures it out.
That's good.
But it's not always the case.
Yeah, not everyone has a giant Mickey Mouse on their luggage.
Oh, and then a common thing was, like, if you flew Spirit Airlines, 9 times out of 10 your luggage was lost. Dang. 9 times out of 10.
You've been called out, Spirit. Fix yourself.
People will be like, oh, what airline, you know, because you can look it up, their luggage and what airline they flew, and you're like, this is lost, sorry.
call the Spirit.
And so I've heard, like, stories where the luggage is not there, because they've had the yellow tag on there, and they've got cheer competition. What kind of experiences did you have with, like...
Oh, cheer groups. So, a lot of times, you know, big cheer groups would come in, and not all the rooms were ready, right? So, there was an incident where the captain, you know, the coach was all like, everyone just store your luggage in my room, and then we'll go to the park and enjoy the day and stuff like that, and then you can pick up your luggage later. Well, there's an incident that's what happened, and the mom and came up to her saying, I need to get my luggage out of the coach's room, can't reach her, I need my daughter's hairbrush, and I go, sorry, you're not on the room, I cannot legally go into that room,
and I'm sure just fit.
Flipped out, screaming, my daughter needs her cheer uniform at 7 in the morning. I can't reach the coach. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I tried calling the room. No one picks up because obviously she's at the park. And sorry, nothing we can do. And
I always wanted to say to guests, this is like cast members acting poorly. I'd be like, that sounds like a personal problem. And then like walk away. I always wanted to do that. Like, sounds very personal. I've got to go. Like, just...
Oh, one of my favorite moments. My other, I had a coworker who wish, like, if luggage was delayed or whatnot, be like, she'll be like, oh, looks like the pirate stole your luggage. We'll get it.
That's what a guest wants to hear. Oh, Captain Jack has swindled your luggage this time. Maybe next trip. You just walk away.
That's funny.
So that was a good moment of putting a Disney spin on lost luggage.
I can only imagine it did not work at all.
Definitely some eye rolls, but some guests just love it too. They just go, oh, okay, Captain Jack has it? Okay. But, you know, that's kind of bell service. And then I also worked front desk, and in the hotel, people like to arrive early to the park, and, you know, they assume their room will be ready right away, and not the case. And so there was one guest that arrived 4 in the morning.
Oof.
And she's like, I want to check in.
Enjoy the lodge.
And I go, I can't even check you in until 5 in the morning. Wow. Like, because our systems won't even let me.
And even then... Your room's not going to be ready till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I was like, I'll try to get you on the first room ready, but not much I can do.
Wow.
So, be aware of check-in time.
That's important.
Read the instructions.
Yep.
They send you some, it means something. It's going to help you enhance your trip experience, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And then also, like, it happens where the hotel will mess up, whether, you know...
The ruiners of vacation.
Yeah, sometimes hotel makes a mistake, gets you the wrong room or whatnot, and we will reward guests with what we call magical moments, right? Where we'll give you some extra fast pass at Disney World, or, you know, we'll send up a basket of goodies, of merchandise. That was one of my favorite things to do, is like when a manager goes shopping at the gift shop and order, get some stuff, and I go, how much can I spend? It doesn't matter, just spend.
How cool.
But I was at a deluxe resort, so that's why I had that kind of fun part of it. So that was kind of a high moment of doing some magical moments. But, you know, once you have a magical moment, it's not a repeat magical moment. So
you're not guaranteed magical moments.
You are entitled to nothing.
There was a individual woman comes up to the front desk in the morning and goes, I would like, you know, 5 extra fast passes. I go, oh, well, we can help you schedule your fast pass over at the concierge, but I can't give you extra fast pass. Well, you gave me extra fast passes yesterday. That was a special moment.
Yes.
That's not something that can happen every moment, because if I do it for you every time, I have to do it for everyone every time. And that kind of defeats the purpose of a magical moment.
And sometimes I was guilty at this. If you wanted to get an angry cast member or a guest away from you, throw a free fast pass to them. They're happy.
It is a tactic that's used in the park.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had those. We had those at Mission Space.
I did that at Tower. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess it got abused. By the time I was leaving, you really didn't have access to those. Especially, at Magic Kingdom, they were more stingy with who they gave that to.
Well, and there was definitely a moment, like, in the hotel where I was talking to an upset guest, and the manager's like, offer them either a $50 credit to the room or 3 fast passes. And I offered it, and they're like, fast pass, hands down. Every time, fast pass always wins over money. Same time in the park,
absolutely.
Oh, I like the ultimate treat to get is the no strings.
The no strings.
That's a golden ticket right there.
Get replacements on your ice cream, on your merchandise, on your anything.
And that's a tip right there. If an accident happens, like you walk 5 feet and you drop your popcorn.
Disney's usually really nice about.
Mm-hmm. You will go to the cafe and be like, hey, I just dropped my popcorn. I just dropped like $20 on it. You know, can you call me for it? And the managers will more than likely give it to you. Not saying, eat half your popcorn, dump it on the ground so you can get more. It's just, there can be abuse there, but if legitimately, like, you just got this ice cream, your kid drops it, it's on the ground, they want you to be happy. And if you're having a happy experience, you're going to come back and spend more money.
That's it.
And that's why they, you know, if you have a bad experience like that, they'll give you that. And so that's... I mean, that goes along with those moments. But don't expect it to happen every time. You can be told no, and it happens.
For sure.
Should we move on to the parks?
Let's move on to the parks. So, what are some... Let's see here. What are some don'ts when it comes to attractions? So, like, you worked at a few different attractions. So, what are some of, like... The things that you saw guests do often enough that it's warranted that we should let everyone know.
Okay, this one drove me crazy. So there we have a 80-day ADA entrance.
Yes.
American Disability Entrance, and the rules change all the time. And so we had one point where they go through the exit, and then we had to change it to where we merged them into a line closer. It doesn't work for everybody. But it was very hard to explain that situation for everybody because they came here one experience and experienced it this way, and now they have to experience a different way, and it doesn't accommodate them. Disney has gone through their legal teams, and they deemed that what we're doing is right. The pushback by the guest is always difficult.
Yes.
And so we always had that. I'm not here to attack those people who have to deal with that. My issue is the guest dealing with the merging in of people. So they see these people and they show me this pass and then they walk in. And then you have guests who are like, why did they get in? Don't question why a cast member is letting in other guests.
Yeah.
It's for a legitimate reason. Mm-hmm. We are all about order we don't want people to skip the line. And so we try to maintain order. In these instances, when you see a cast member in this situation, assume that they're doing the right thing.
Yes.
They don't get paid enough for where they're getting...
They're doing stuff on the side.
That's not the case. That's not the situation. And I would get guests where we'd have Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so they come here. And some of the guests that are around were horrible.
What would say statements? A lot of the family members that go with the Make-A-Wish, like, individuals are very rude.
They can be very rude. But in this instance, it's guests who see the special privilege of them getting in. And this one guest, like, I let them in, and we're dealing with these type of guests, people with special needs and who are on Make-A-Wish all the time. And this person... He said this, he goes, I wish my kid had cancer, that way I can skip in front of the line. And I just remember looking at him and I'm just like, I can't believe you. I looked at him and I said, I can't believe you just said that. And his wife just like looked at him too and just like, she was so mortified at that horrible statement. And it's like,
that's a bad statement.
That's a horrible statement. And it's like, so yeah, don't think that people are getting special privilege. Yes, there are moments where celebrities can buy... tour guides, and they let them in that way, but they pay a pretty penny to do such thing.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Very, very, very expensive.
And they're not even there for the full day.
No. And so those ones, I had one guest tell me, like, they were mad at me because I wouldn't let them in, and she attacked me personally, where she goes, look at you, you're not even doing anything with your life. Why don't you do something like serve your country? And like, and I just looked at her, and for the guests that don't know, I served in the military prior to working at Disney World, and I served in 2 tours in Iraq. I remember looking at her, and I'm going, well, I did. I served 2 tours in Iraq, you know, and I did do something with my life. So what have you done? And, like, that was me being snippy. I shouldn't have said that, but I just remember seeing her just sink in her face, like, yeah, that's right. You don't know who you're talking to. And... to attack me personally like that, or to attack any cast member, because I've had cast members who were, like, sweetest people ever.
Yep.
And they were overweight, and people would call them names, be like, you know, you fat person, I can't believe you, you know, and they would swear at them and just demean them. And to come back to the break room and to see cast members crying... because
it's rough.
It is.
It can be very
heartbreaking.
Yes.
Like, my blood pressure got to the point where I had to stop working at the Haunted Mansion and work at the Tiki Room, because it was just, I hated being in the position of telling people, don't jump on the chain, don't do this, because there was always 2 encounters where you felt like at any moment they were going to attack you, or you were going to get into a series of verbal confrontation with them where a manager got involved. So those positions where letting people in or giving privileges to people or denying people privileges was exhausting.
Absolutely.
To where people attacked you. It was just, it wasn't fun. And to let people know, these people working the park do not make a lot of money. They are slightly above minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... It's just exhausting.
It absolutely is. You know, that's one key takeaway here. If all else fails, please respect the cast members. They're there to try to make your experience as good as possible. Does it always work out in your favor? No, but they're going to do their best to help you and make sure that you enjoy yourself. Because most of the people that work at Disney enjoy working at Disney and creating that magic.
Yes.
And unfortunately, sometimes cast members have to be the bad guy. And they don't enjoy being the bad guy. Well, maybe there are some that do.
There are moments where you really like, oh good, I'm going to lean in. I'm going to really lay this one on.
It's true. There are moments as a cast member where you enjoy saying no and being the bad guy.
You have to entertain yourself and your own boredom, but... you are within your abilities in your role and telling them no.
Right. For sure. Like, for me, I had one of those moments. This is a moment I commonly share with my family. It's a time, it was this large family. Again, I worked at the Tower of Terror, so as the name would indicate, it's scary. It's not for all those, everyone who isn't afraid of, it's not for people who are afraid of dropping or heights or things like that. And so, like, I had this large group of family show up, and, like, I think it was, like, 8 or 9 people. And there was a little kid there, and they said, all right, he's not going to ride. And he was young. I would say he was probably, like, 8. And I said, well, who's going to wait with the child? And they're like,
well, yeah, the waiting with the child, a huge thing.
And because he's too young to wait by himself. And, like,
I forgot what the age was.
I don't remember. There was a certain age. There is a certain age. But she kept, the mom just kept giving me a hard time. He'll be fine. Like, you're watching him. I said, no, ma'am. We are not responsible for watching your children. Like, I'm doing my job. I'm not paid to watch your child. And so, like, after, like 2 minutes of, like, going back and forth with the mom, the grandfather, he was the nicest guy. And he just goes, I didn't really want to ride to begin with. He was just going because they want to do the family picture on the ride. And he goes, I'll go sit with him. It's not a problem. And then the mom's all like, well, you better have your manager waiting for me when we get off the ride. And I called up my manager. I told him the situation. And
I'm sure they scoffed at that.
He stood there at the unload platform. She looked at him and kept walking. And he came up to me and goes, yep, she looked at me, and nothing happened. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, cast members, they're not babysitters. If you have young children, yeah, you might have to sacrifice your own pleasure and fun because of your children, because, you know, you have to take care of your own children.
And that brings up a good point. Like, this goes along with, guests would go on the ride, and, like, we had stroller parking, and we would, a position, if it's really busy, you manage the strollers where we're at. And we would find children in strollers left alone. So, oh, yeah. And at that terrible. Point, you're just like, you would have to announce, like, is anybody with this child here? And it's so embarrassing to, like, call out for a parent. And there's nobody there, and you have to call security immediately.
Right.
Because a child is, what we call, a parent is lost.
A parent is lost, because you don't want to scare the children.
There's no lost children, lost parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I saw maybe 2 or 3 times where a child was asleep and left in a stroller and stroller parking in a park. And it's just like, have you lost your mind? So those are really dumb people in those moments. And bring with the strollers, you can't bring, most of the time, I say 95%, you cannot bring a stroller in unless you have a special stroller equals wheelchair sticker.
And it's really obvious, those people.
Yes. They show the red tag. They're like, because they get stopped at every attraction.
Yes.
You know, if you have a wheelchair or a stroller, you cannot come through the line unless you... strollers don't go in the line. With wheelchairs, go to the guest in the front, or the cast member in the front, and ask them, is there a special entrance, or am I allowed to go through the regular queue?
Yes.
And they will let you know where you need to go. Mm-hmm. Do not assume. Don't go through the exit. Do not, like...
Talk to the person at the front of the attraction.
The guy at the wait sign or the entrance sign.
Absolutely.
They may not be the person at the end of the line, but there's a person where there's an entrance. Talk to them, and they will guide you where you need to go.
Yep, because, for example, my attraction, our queue was 100% wheelchair accessible. And so I had so many arguments with guests to be like, I can't go through the queue, I'm in a wheelchair. You can go through the entire queue in your wheelchair. You don't, you know, only like there were... You know, there are reasons why we would send people to the back if they had a motorized wheelchair or something like
ECVs.
That. ECVs. Mm-hmm. And those were, like, basically the only times we would really send people through the exit.
And most of the rides that Disney is building now,
they're all wheelchair accessible.
Most of them are all wheelchair. By law,
you have to have accessibility. Talk about ECVs. Oh, man.
There's too many horror stories.
Oh, my gosh.
I love them on my end because I got them at the end. Or we would have to sometimes deliver these ECVs.
So do you like driving them?
So you get to drive them.
Oh, no. Like, we had to manually, at the Haunted Mansion, we'd have to manually move them from one end to the other to where they're ready for the guests. And so I learned how to unlock them. But don't put grandma or grandpa cannot legally drive. Do not put them in an ECV.
Oh, no.
In a park where there is no order.
No.
And I've seen them run over kids.
I've been run over.
You've been run over? I've had a friend where it was used as a weapon. She couldn't find her kid, and the cast member was in his position. He was like, let me call it in. And she's like, you're not helping enough. And ran him over, and he broke his ankle. And he was on light duty, gluing Duffy Bear two sticks for 3 months of his college program experience. So it's just horrible. It was heartbreaking, and it's just like, they're horrible. I get if you need them, get them, but be smart, but be patient and drive safely with them. But treat them as if they're like wheelchairs, you know, when going through the queue, or go to the front and ask the cast member, hey, where do I need to go? And they'll always ask you, can you walk the queue? Can you transfer on your own? They'll ask you those questions, and they'll get to where you need to go. But you'll need to be patient because there's only so many spots that ECVs can go into on the ride. But be careful. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If you see a guest in an ECV, keep your distance.
It's true.
You don't know what they're going to do. They have minds of their own. I say this a lot. When people go on vacation, they turn off their brain.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I think they've done studies where, I think this floated out, where, like, they're so overloaded with their senses and the sensory that's coming in and hitting them, they don't know what they're seeing. How many times did people go, like, where's the entrance? And you're standing under the entrance
doorway. Oh, my gosh. So many times, and it's hilarious. This might not be a good story for the things that I did. But
this would be under, like, cast members acting poorly.
Yes, this would be cast members acting poorly, not guests. So, like, there would be times, and I would only do this with, like, people that I think would know better, but sometimes they don't. And, you know, at the Tower of Terror, I'm a little bellhop, so I can be a little snarky with
them. I love that aspect of being at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, it's great. You can be a little snarky at them. And so, like, they would show me the map, and they'd be like, where's the Tower of Terror? How do I get to the Tower of Terror? And I'm literally standing at the entrance queue. I'd look down at the map. I would look up at the queue right there, right behind me, and look down at the map. And I go, okay, listen, you're right here. And I'd point to where we're at. And so you're going to walk all the way back to this hat.
Oh, gosh, you're mean.
You're going to walk around the hat, and you're going to come back down. You're going to walk down this street.
You're going to show up right exactly where you're
at. And you're
going
to come up, and you're going to come around this corner, and you're going to come back where I am right now, right here, right where I'm standing. And you're going to walk up this path behind me, and then that's how you'll get inside the Tower of Terror. And they'll be like, okay, thanks. And they walk away, and you're like, are they really going to do that? I sure hope they don't do that.
Yeah, we had that. We're like, how long's the wait? And, like, I'm standing
over the...
Oh, like, I'm standing underneath the sign, like, maybe 4 inches above my head or higher. There's a sign with the time. And they have no clue. They are lost. And so with that being said, grab a map.
Yep.
Look at it. Know where your bathrooms are.
Yep.
And if you're unsure how to read the map, ask a cast member. They will point you where the closest bathroom, where stroller parking is. You know, put things in their designated areas.
Another thing, grab a times guide.
Yes.
That's probably one of the most
common.
When's
the 3 o'clock parade?
When's the 3 o'clock parade?
Well, now it's all on the app.
Yeah. Now it's all on app. So download the app. It tells you where to meet all the characters,
yes,
where to see all the shows, at what times. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the resources more available now than ever to be able to navigate the parks without necessarily having to interact with the cast members, although the cast members are always willing to help you and give you the answer, you have all the tools you need.
Yes, that's there. So if you don't know, just ask. And they have no problem answering. We answer the same questions over bathroom, where's the exit, where's the entrance, yep. all the time. I want to go on to the ride. For me, at the Haunted Mansion, we have to do a walkthrough cleanup.
Yes.
So when I worked the night shift while going to school, I would always do the walkthrough at night, pick the latest shift. And sure enough, we have to do sweep up. We would pick up 3 or 4 diapers on the Haunted Mansion.
It's gross.
Every day. They would change their child on the ride.
Ugh.
Yes.
Gross.
It's gross. Don't do it. Also, keep your feet on the ride because you will trigger sensors and don't think you can get out and run around the ride. There are sensors everywhere.
Sensors, cameras, everything. Like, I've been in situations like working at the Tower of Terror. I'm watching on the security cameras. Even though it may seem dark to you,
it's light to us.
It's light to us. The cameras can see everything you're doing. So I literally saw a guest, you know, wiggle his way out of his seatbelt. On the Tower of Terror, by the way.
The up and down ride.
The up and down ride where you drop faster than the speed of gravity. Get out of his seatbelt right before the final drop. I had to hit the E-stop.
Oh, and that's the biggest fear of, like, a cast member because there's so much protocol.
Yes.
That goes into it, and as a technical ride, because that's the most technical.
It was,
and at Mission Space, it was similar. Like if you see something, you had to have your finger over the e-brake.
Yep.
When you're at the console for that, and oh my gosh, you just don't want to have to push it. But when you push it, it's just everybody else's experience as a result.
You slow it all down, and then you get management gets in the cast members like, why'd you do this? And, well, this is what happened. Da, 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 da. And, oh, it's a nightmare. Just enjoy the ride. Don't do anything to try to make the ride more thrilling or exciting or do things that you know you're not supposed to do because in a previous episode, we talked about the legal ramifications of dumb things people have done. People have been killed.
Yes.
You know, permanently injured for not just enjoying the attraction as it is.
Yes. And with that, like with rides, if you're angry at other guests, do not fight them. You'll get kicked out.
Yep.
I had a family, it was the beginning of the day, and one family was mad at another family for cutting, and one kid, they had like ice, I don't know how he had ice, and he took it at the seance circle and threw it at a family member across the way. Or the family that they were feuding with, it cut their face, they were met at the exit with a manager, and the security was involved, and they kicked out the whole family out of Magic Kingdom for the entire day. There was like a family of 13. Every single one of them were kicked out because of that one person.
Yep.
So, like, violence is not tolerated with guests against guests. It is like, you're kicked out, and you will not come back. You can't play nice, you're gone. Also, don't do anything inappropriate on the ride.
Oh, nope. Yes.
It is known.
There are cameras. We see everything.
And I've got a funny story where there was Miss Ginger, and it's like high school grad night, there was the ride through, and sure enough, she walks by, and she sees, you know, just a good old make out, maybe more. We'll let your imagination go. But it's one of those things, like, she pulls over, and she, like, creeps over, and they weren't expecting it, and she goes, you're doing it wrong, and walks away, and they were mortified. Miss Ginger didn't report them, but it was one of those moments, like, you're being watched.
That story is so famous, because I even heard that when I was working bell service at Caribbean Beach.
Oh, it floats around. I met Miss Ginger. She was really cool. She worked at Peter Pan when they wore tights at Disneyland and then transferred over. Her husband was a Imagineer.
Oh,
okay. Or an engineer. Maybe one. I don't know. He worked there at the parks. But just don't do anything inappropriate. You will get kicked out and you will not be able to come back in the park if you do inappropriate stuff.
If you think you're not being watched, you're being watched.
Yes.
Unless it's in the bathrooms. You're not being watched in the bathrooms.
Yes, you're not being watched in the bathrooms. There's boundaries.
Don't hide out at the bathrooms at the end of the night thinking you can
Yeah, they stay overnight. They inspect.
They're cleaning everything.
There's not a moment when there's not someone in the park.
I was talking to a security guard because I was helping closing a park after a cheerleading party. And security guards are like, yeah, people try to hide out in garbage cans, bathrooms, just in, like, they know, security knows everything.
You're not original.
I wouldn't want to be in the park after. It just doesn't seem
appealing. I would just feel paranoid the entire time that I'm going to get caught and then
be banned.
And banned for life.
It really is.
Because you will. You'll get banned for life for trespassing.
And it's not worth it. Like, I've been in the parks when it closes, and I've been there when it first opens.
Yep.
It's nothing special. Yes, there's no guests. All you get to experience is you see, wow, there are garbage cans, like, every 90 feet. You see, like, down, like, Frontierland and Liberty Square, you'll see, like, 20, like, garbage cans. You're like, I didn't know there's so many garbage cans. With that being said, don't litter.
Yes.
Throw it away. Yes, there's custodial, but... You know, they have a lot on their plate. You don't need to make life harder for someone because that's their job. Like, there's a cleanup.
There's always a garbage can nearby. That was always something. That was a thing that Walt's wife had an issue with when Walt Disney said he was going to build a theme park. And he goes, "You're going to build an amusement park? Those things are dirty." And he goes, "Mine won't." And he made it a point that, like, there was not. That there was going to be garbage cans ever so feet.
Yeah, and you see it, like, when you come there in the morning, and you're just like, wow, they're everywhere. And so just be clean and respectful. You know, clean up after yourself. Because there are guests that are waiting for those tables, and they may not get cleaned up right away because the custodial person's busy doing other things.
Yeah, what about... I know we haven't worked in the entertainment business, but what are maybe some advice of don'ts when interacting with characters?
Don't touch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't touch.
Unless they want, like if you're gonna, if Chewie opens his arms, you can hug him.
But that's about it.
And when you say hug them like they're an 80-year-old grandma. Yes. You don't pick them up, bear hug them, twist them around. I had friends that were in the business and...
Who were friends with characters?
Friends with characters, and they are... Oof, they had back problems. They have to carry those things, and it's not easy for them. And it's hot in those costumes. It's just not... Don't make their life any harder. And just... Also, while you're in line, characters rotate in and out. So we may see one set, and then another... That comes on set,
like if of
that scene, like Aladdin and Jasmine are there, and then Aladdin goes on break, and then Jasmine's there with Abu, and you're like, I wanted Aladdin, and you're like, tough luck, unless you get back in line,
it happened to me, and it was a bummer, you know, because we wanted the picture with Aladdin and Jasmine, and then they both went off, and Abu and Genie came out,
yeah,
like, well, oh, okay,
that yeah, happened, and I was in line, and there was a family in front of me, and they wanted to meet one set of characters, and they couldn't, because they went to go on an adventure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they
went on an adventure, yes. Oh, that's the code.
And then, so they just said, oh, they just let a whole bunch of people cut them. So that way the next...
They can come back.
They can come back.
I don't know if they allow that because you have this group just hovering around the attendants and it can get annoying in that situation. And they go through cycles depending on the situation, the costume. Just expect that what you're in line for may change and you may have to just deal with the disappointment.
Yep.
It's hard. Unless it's specific, like, you're seeing Mickey Mouse, and this is the Mickey Mouse line only.
Yep.
Yes, the Andy one. Don't do the Andy's coming.
Oh, don't say Andy's coming.
That's not a real thing anymore.
They did it once, and it was cute, and then people abused it.
Yep. They just look at you like you're dumb. I love watching the video footages of people trying to do it. They're like, Luke, Andy's coming, and they fall on the ground, and, like, the Toy Story characters are like, they look at you, they're all shaking their heads like, nope.
Yeah, just If you see something on a video, like you see Darth Vader riding, you know, Dumbo, or
that's the, not going
to
happen.
Don't expect that to happen. You're not entitled to that experience that's on the commercial.
Nope.
And just treat them nicely. Also, do not expect characters to hold your baby. Nope. They cannot do that.
Nope.
No.
They can't see them.
Yeah.
Legally, I mean, a cast member cannot hold your child.
No, and especially a character, because people want their little baby who's just born to be held by Mickey Mouse, which is the grossest thing
you can do.
Because those kids, the Mickey Mouse is hugging, or Minnie, are hugging all these kids, their gloves. They're just covered in germs, and yet you have this newborn that you want to be held by Mickey, and it's just like, nope, they won't. They were refused. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so just trying to set your expectations, you know. Also, with parades and stuff like that.
If you want to go to a parade, show up early.
Show up early or show.
Don't get upset because you don't have a good view of the parade, or you get pushed along because you're standing in a walkway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't stand in the walkway. They're there. They're emergency walkways. I got screamed at by a lady from Kentucky. I remember. It was 4th of July and looked miserable, and she hated that I wouldn't allow her to be in that walkway, and she drove 5 hours to Disney World so she can. And I was like, 5 hours? You're in Kentucky? Like, I don't think that works out. But then she was just like, I came here to watch fires on 4th of July. And I'm all like, well, ma'am, these people have been here for 3 hours in the heat of, you know, Florida, and you don't get a break. And I remember, like, we were going toe to toe. I was yelling. And then, yes, it wasn't a good moment, but it was so loud and it was so crowded. She was in my face and I was in her face, and I just told her, you get nothing. And if you have an issue, you can go talk to that Orange County police officer and they'll escort you out of the park. Like, they were just like, that's the one day where, like, police are there managing the situation. Because, yes,
it gets busy.
Are so entitled. So those days when there's a big parade or it's the firework day,
Plan ahead
and be patient. They'll change things.
Set your expectations. If your priority is seeing the parade, make sure you show up to the parade at least 30 minutes beforehand.
Don't think you can get it all done. You can't. It's impossible to see all the characters and see all that.
And don't take it out on the cast members.
Nope, it's not the cast members' fault.
There's a lot of the time where guests would come at the end of the day of the park, come to the front desk complaining that all, you know, half these attractions were closed for a couple hours at a time. And
it's part of the experience.
It happens.
You know, it's like, as a front desk agent, there was not much I could do.
No, you can't do anything. And they do adjust the hours if it's a high capacity day, and they make sure you meet a certain amount of attractions for your experience. And it's up to you whether you meet them or not.
Yep.
Even if you just do all the baby rides, that's your experience. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. Like, is there anything else?
I mean, I think we've covered most of the bases here. Yes. It's been a pretty good discussion. I mean, this is not to say, like, all our experiences have been bad or negative. There are plenty of great experiences we've all had with guests and memorable ones.
Oh, there's great magical moments. Great guests, great magical moments.
But, yeah, we'll probably save that maybe for another day, and we'll have a happy episode.
Yeah, happy episode.
Happy guest episode.
Oh, I'd love to do a cast members behaving badly.
Oh, man.
Things that we did were like, I should have been fired for that. I should have.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. There was probably a couple moments that I probably could have gotten some big trouble.
Oh, I've got a slew of them. But I worked there for a while. Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for joining us this week for the Matterhorn Yodelers. You can join us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as on YouTube at Matterhorn Yodelers. You can email us at matterhornyodelers@gmail.com. And let us know if you've had any experiences or stories you might have heard or even seen of guests behaving badly. Let us know. We like hearing those stories.
We love it.
We laugh. It's hilarious.
So, fill us in on the things that you know, and help our community grow. Let your friends or family who might be interested in Disney random discussions and, you know, and help our community grow. And we can try making this something a lot more fun. Thank you, and auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Matterhorn Yodelers. Please remember, before your bobsled comes to a complete stop, to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And remember...
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.